headlines. Finance Minister reveals new artificial intelligence system at the ports exposed serious import and devaluation by some multinational companies. Also in this bulletin, Food and Beverage Association welcomes removal of 20% excise duty on fruit juices produced locally. Later on our business journal, we will tell you how rising electricity tariffs are negatively affecting the cold store operators and printing press businesses. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka. A look now at our stories. Finance Minister Dr. Kassia Latuforsen has revealed that the introduction of new artificial intelligence systems at the ports have exposed serious undervaluation of import values by some multinationals. The finance minister said the revelations justify the introduction of the new system, whilst warning that needed sanctions will be undertaken against the firms. Dr. Forsen spoke on PM Express.
In the last 3 months of the implementation of the public and AI, we have been able to rake in $302 million more than we would have. This, if you have a moment, I will give you a copy of the media review. I have listed cases of what Publican has done. I don't want to mention companies here, but we saw a system that was largely abused because of the fact that we did not have a structure to be able to catch those misclassification and undervaluation and transfer of monies outside the country without bringing the goods, for example.
You heard the Minister for Finance, Dr. Kassia Latuforsen. Meanwhile, the Food and Beverages Association has welcomed government's decision to remove 20% excise duty on fruit juices produced locally. Chairman of the association, John Awuni, says the policy couldn't have come at a better time. Now, the Chamber of Agribusiness Ghana is urging government to ban the importation of produced rice and introduce policies that will encourage the production and processing of locally grown paddy rice. Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber, Anthony Morrison, made the call while reacting to the 2026 media budget review presented by Finance Minister Dr. Kassia Latuforsen in Parliament yesterday.
One of the areas we are asking government to start is rice. As we speak, we have over 500,000 metric tons of paddy rice in the system. What we are saying is that government must stop importation of processed rice and import paddy rice. The fact is that the moment you stop importation of processed rice and you bring in paddy rice, you are not going to create jobs. You are going to create an enabling environment that will get the livestock sector to take off, because there'll be the paddy waste, there will also be other derivatives from the rice processing that goes to support the feed, okay, for this livestock.
Anthony Morrison is the Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber of Agribusiness Ghana. Away from the 2026 media budget presentation, Managing Director of Enterprise Trustees Joseph Ampofu says the company's newly introduced products were developed after engaging key stakeholders to better understand their financial needs at different stages of life. The company has introduced the Sunny Slide Plan for younger contributors, the Asnapa Plan for individuals seeking stable returns, and the Good Life Plan for retirees looking to manage their lump sum benefits while continuing to earn investment income. He says the initiative is aimed at expanding pension coverage and encouraging voluntary retirement savings.
What we did was, first of all, to engage with members to find out what it is that we could do to refresh the solutions that we had. And we noticed that members were looking for solutions that mimic their lifestyle or sort of like give them a sort of life journey. So what we did was to be able to pick up on our first fund and look at the younger generation, and therefore we came up with a Sunny Side Plan, which was targeted more towards a younger generation who have a lot more time. And the idea was that they can be able to accept volatilities in investments that go up and down. Then the second was a more stable investment outlook for people largely who are in the informal sector, and also people who don't like investments that have strong volatilities. And then that was when we decided to be able to come up with the Asnapa plan. The point is that you are getting to build another investment port, and that is what the beauty of the Act 766 has done.
Joseph Ampofu is the Managing Director of Enterprise Trustees. This is still the Joy Business Report. In our business journal today, cold store operators and printing press businesses say the continuous rise in electricity tariffs is increasing operating expenses, reduced profitability, and threatening business sustainability. Rosila Calistego has more in today's business journal.
Nobody go ask if you don't chop. Nobody go send you free money. If you not get now, you sabi.
Electricity has become one of the biggest operating costs for businesses that rely heavily on power to keep their operations running. Cold store operators say higher electricity tariffs have significantly increased their monthly expenses, but intense market competition makes it difficult to raise prices without losing customers. As a result, many are cutting costs, rationing electricity use, and sacrificing profit to stay in business.
Now the bill has risen up. Even whatever credit that you buy, it is not sufficient with you. You can't increase because it is a competition between you and others. So when you keep on increasing, you lose more customers. They ask several cold stores before they will come to your end. So if you keep on increasing there, then you have a big problem with them. When we come, we just off it for about 3 or 5 hours. Then you put on the light again because we've been doing it doom so. If you don't do it like that, you end up pushing more money in the light and you will sell without a profit. I plead to the government that we that sell the frozen item, if he can give us a credit meter with a less prices that we too we can manage for our life, is good because it is frozen item.
When there's any increment, when you make the payment, by all means, you have to pass it on to the customers. And passing on to the customers is going to be a general outcry because the customers, maybe today he comes and buys a kilo at, let's say, 45 cedis. The next day when he comes, he says 50 cedis. So that's why. So when you tell the customer that yesterday was this and today is this, some will understand you, but others will not understand you. Because customer is right, you have to keep on, explaining matters to them.
The challenge extends beyond the cold storage business. Printing companies, which also depend on electricity to power their production processes, say rising utility costs adding to already increasing prices of paper and other input. However, operators say the highly competitive nature of the industry makes it almost impossible to adjust prices without losing a contract to competitors.
For the pricing, that's the way it goes. Because at times you go in for the jobs, your quotation, you send there, you go in for the money to come and do the job, you see paper prices, blah blah things, 1-2 changes, so it affects your profit. If you choose to increase, your other colleagues are not ready. The challenge is the unity is not there, it's not clicking. Some are not even part of the association, so he can go out there and do his pricing.
Actually, the electricity, when they increase it, though it affects us, but we can also increase it because, you see, we don't have an organization here whereby we can regulate prices. And the nature of our job is a process. You can't have everything here at your shop. If you increase yours, someone will be there who they want profit, so they will not also increase theirs. You have to take it like that because when it goes up, definitely it will come down.
Business operators are calling on government to introduce measures that will ease the burden of electricity costs on energy-intensive sectors. They believe targeted support, including lower electricity tariffs and relief on key production input, would help businesses remain competitive, protect jobs, and prevent higher costs from ultimately being passed on to consumers. For Joy Business, Rosilla Calistegos report read to you.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every business needs more than capital to be successful. It needs the right opportunities, the right support, access to market, and the right partner. That's why EcoBank supports SMEs with solutions designed for growth. From Elevate by EcoBank for women entrepreneurs to the ASAP loan for affordable renewable energy, EcoBank's Farm to Fork advantage for agribusinesses to tailored solutions for businesses operating within the mining and fast-moving consumer goods value chains. EcoBank is helping businesses thrive across every stage of their journey. Their single market trade hub enables SMEs to trade across Africa by connecting importers and exporters to borderless transactions, cross-border payment solutions, market insights, and new opportunities. So no matter your sector, EcoBank provides the financing, digital solutions, and business support you need to unlock your full potential. Tailored support and solutions that can only come from the SME bank in Africa, which is EcoBank. Speak to your EcoBank relationship manager or visit your nearest branch today. Feel free to call them on 0800-003-225 for more information. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Game Plan is next. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Thanks so much for your company. Do have a lovely weekend.
Joy 99.7 FM.
You know that feeling when you're getting ready for work. Your shirt is still crumpled and the iron is just starting to warm up. Or you're late for the wedding and now about to blow dry your hair. Or you have just stocked up meat for the cold store and then suddenly, oh, light off. Life just keeps getting paused. But what if your roof, yes, your roof, could keep things running in your homes and businesses? With Ecoband ASAP, you can switch to solar now by getting a loan to buy solar power systems with no upfront cost and easy repayments. Power your life through Ecobank's vetted solar vendors and lower your power bills over time.
Take back your power with Ecobank ASAP. Ecobank, the Pan-African bank.
Joy 99.7 FM.
No matter how your day is going, isn't it comforting to know that there's a place where you can relax and kick off your stress? The Cosmopolitan Mix on Joy FM with Doreen Ando has it all. Education, inspiration, entertainment, celebrity interviews. What's up, man?
I'm good.
Some way,
B. Some way, B. Ben good to see Friday. You.
Best variety of local favorites.
Good morning.
All on your favorite brunch time mix. Weekdays 10 a.m. till noon. Joy 99.7 FM on your dial, online, and on all our social media handles. Hashtag Cosmopolitan Mix. You can also catch up with the Cosmopolitan Mix and all our shows via podcast. Just go to myjoyonline.com, podcast, and search for your favorite show and relive all those moments. Joy 99.7 FM. Radio for discerning listeners. Cosmopolitan Mix is powered by Joy Entertainment. We're large and in charge. Tune in and find your joy.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Good afternoon. This is Joy FM. Can I have your attention for the following funeral announcements? Here we have Nana Bafwe Ewa, Nana Abuaje Abuaje Asari III, Bessina Sehene, Mr. Ken Atabuaje USA, Mr. Kofi Atabuaje USA, Mrs. Elizabeth Kwarteng Widow, Richmond Odro Kwarteng, son of CEO Kwarteng's Motor Parts Wame Magazine, Yao Kwarteng Jr., son of Kanshi Akra, Esther Asabia Mills, in-law, Ghana Revenue Authority. With deep sorrow, the family announces the sudden passing of Mr. Yao Kwarteng, which occurred at the Kolobu Teaching Hospital on 15th April 2026 after a short illness. Final funeral arrangements as follows. Laying in state this Saturday, 25th July 2026, from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. at his residence, Dansoman Sahara, also known as Item 13 Down. Burial service this Saturday, 25th July 2026, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at his residence, Dansoman Sahara, Item 13 Down. Interment, burial takes place at his hometown, Hiawu Bisiase. Final funeral rites this Saturday, the 25th of July 2026, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Martin de Porres, Dansoman Runabout, Thanksgiving service. This Sunday, 26th July 2026, at the Assemblies of God Church, Dansoman Exhibition. Attire for Saturday is black, and attire for Sunday is black and white. All friends, sympathizers, and well-wishers are cordially invited. Ni Ayinsa Sasraku III, he's Jasechi and acting Menche of Pleno and Chairman, English Yalata Paramount School Council, Alfred Alexander Kwaku Tego, Mrs. Victoria Na Adua Ama, Madam Gloria Mana Adawa Tego, Na Anana I, Na Ode II, Pleno Manye, Ni Nonu I,